You're listening to Female X, a podcast produced by Stereotech, the first educational platform to help emerging musicians and students advance in their careers. I'm your host, Navani, and this podcast will highlight female Latinx artists from around the globe to share some of the insights, trials, and triumphs of being a female in hip-hop today. Today's show, we're speaking with Liana, a singer from Colombia whose music is heavily influenced by the sounds of hip-hop artists like The Fugees and Erykah Badu. She has become a melodic mainstay in the underground hip-hop world since hitting the studio for the first time. After releasing Paciencia, her debut album in 2012, Liana has been hard at work finishing up a new album. Necesito tanto que no se puede ver, estalla por dentro, ya no quiero correr. Hi, Liana. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm very excited.
I wanted to hear more about your background. What was your introduction to hip hop?
Well, I started when I was in high school. I was like 16 when I did my first recording. And it was because my best friend by that time, her boyfriend was a rapper, and he was recording his first album, and I was singing all the time. And by that time, it was The Fugees, and it was Erykah Badu, and I was just in love with that sound and singing it all day. So they wanted to have a girl singing for their album, and it wasn't a very common thing here in Colombia, like to do that type of melodic, I don't know, figure in hip hop, you know. So I was really nervous, and she said to him that like she can sing. Listen to her, and I sang for them one day, and they liked it. And that was the first time I got into a studio to record a song. And well, I felt that I really could do that forever. I love the feeling to be recording. When you find out something that you really like, but I was very, very nervous, you know. I had to turn off the light to do the recording, and after I did it, I couldn't even listen to my voice. But I felt like something special there. And after that, it just, everything started to happen more often, like other hip-hop groups wanted me to do like featurings with them, and then I started to write my own songs, and I met beat makers from Bogota, and like everything started to happen little by little.
Do you remember the first lyrics you ever wrote? What was it about?
I think the first songs I did, actually the first one wasn't my lyric, it was a friend of mine that wrote like a poem for his girlfriend, and he said, look, this could be a song. And I tried, that was the first time I tried to put some melody to a lyric, and I started to find out, you know, that I could do that, I could do things like that. And then I started to write my own songs and my own, well, especially on the featurings, you know, depending on whatever the people I was collaborating with wanted me to talk. But I feel that I've always been very emotional, like I speak from my emotions.
So you said being in hip hop wasn't very common growing up in Medellin. This was not the norm. So how did you prepare for this journey as a woman in hip hop in a place where it wasn't embraced?
Well, to me, well, my personal experience has always been like based on the respect I have for the people I work with. And I need that to be mutual, you know. It's kind of hard to be a woman, but I believe it happens in the society in general, you know, not only in hip hop, but it's something that I really, really enjoy And I feel very, very happy when I see that there are other girls doing it and making hip hop or R&B or neo soul or whatever. And I feel proud to be part of that, like to be able to bring something to that.
How do you think your Latinx culture has influenced your music?
Well, I feel it's a mixture that comes out whenever you do music. Like everything you are, everything you listen to, you've been listening to since you are a little person, and you start relating to music, to what my parents used to listen in my house, like boleros and salsa and Mercedes Sosa and all type of social music from Latin America and tango. And then when you discover other sounds, I feel that all of that it's a mixture of what you are and it's what you express through your music. You know, I fell in love with hip hop and those sounds that I do in my music, but I feel that there's a special thing that is character, no? Like the character, like who you are, where you come from. And I always wanted to sing that in Spanish. I didn't want it to act like I was from another place that I'm not. I want it to sound like I'm from here. And I like those sounds that are not necessarily from this land, but that I can relate so much.
What's the biggest obstacle so far you've had to face in your career?
Obstacles? Well, I feel that an artist has to deal with obstacles almost every day, you know, and it's part of your work. It's something that can actually como nutrir the vitamins or the ingredients to create, because you need to show some reality and to be something, to express it deeply, you know, between doing what you want to do or what you like and find a way to live, you know, like I have the como la fortuna, the luck to be able to do it through my singing or through teaching. I'm also a dance teacher. And well, I had to do a lot of things to like to live. But I think that's mainly, well, you could call that an obstacle, but it's also part of life.
So right now I want to take a quick break and introduce one of your songs. Can we start with Oye?
Yeah, well, Oye, it's a song that was part of my first album, Paciencia. It was produced by Benny B from Audiolyric Entertainment here in Bogota. It's a song that has this kind of souk reggae thing, and it's a sweet love song. I really love it. ¿Por qué no llegaste antes? Hoy soy, estoy nada más. Tanto que he vivido sin saber de ti y te quise. Te necesité, te imaginé pensando que algún día apareciera, que me buscara y me encontrara. La vida es así, ya ves. No me sobró ni una lágrima, no me faltó pedir un poco más. No, no, tuve que hacerle frente a la verdad. No quise aguantarme ni una más. Que no tuve que estar más cerca para darme cuenta que tú eres mi felicidad. Ahora que tú eres mi fuerza, la cura de mis penas, ven y calma mi necesidad. No tuve que estar más cerca para darme cuenta que tú eres mi felicidad. Ahora que tú eres mi fuerza, la cura de mis penas, ven y calma mi necesidad. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So tell us what else you're working on right now.
Well, I've been working on a new project for the last year and a half. We released already 3 singles from the new album. The first one was Cocktail Espacial with Gambetta from a band called Alcoholíricos from Medellín. This is a very, very nice band I love and respect. And he is producing most of my new album. Then we had Cada Paso, was the second single we released from that album. And like a month and a half ago, we released a new song called Me Quedo Aquí. And you can watch them all on YouTube, and they're on Spotify and Deezer and all the platforms if you want to take a listen to them. The new album is not out, still not out. We're finishing a few songs, a couple of songs that I need to finish. But I'm doing all I can to release it before this year ends. So I'm very excited for people to listen it and to be able to share it live and sing it.
And how can people find you on social media and the internet?
Yes, well, I'm Liana Music on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. And, well, like I said, all my music is on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, YouTube.
Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to close out with this next song called Me Quedo Aquí by Liana from Colombia.
Okay, Me Quedo Aquí, it's my latest single. It's a really nice song to chill, like to celebrate life, to celebrate the simple things in life, like the small little things that make you happy every day, because there is no place like this, you know. The place where the simple things happen. And well, it's a song that if you listen to it, it has also that inspiration from 90s hip hop. I took a little phrase from a song I really love from Black Star, which is Respiration. I really love this song. I love the video. It came out like that fresh thing with my friends, like celebrate the good things. Let's forget about the bad things for a while. Voy a cruzar esta avenida por elegir mi propia vida. Estoy aquí. Gastarme todo en alegría. Llegar a donde me gusta ir. Oh, hoy me quedo aquí porque otro sitio. Cualquier excusa para reír o robarte una sonrisa. Me siento libre en este cuerpo cuando canta, cuando baila, cuando se levanta. Sentir cómo se conecta la piel con el alma. Me gusta caminar y sentir la brisa. Despertar sin ninguna prisa. Repetir besos si quiero. Licor intenso sin hielo. Lo primero, no hay tiempo para morir ahora. Inmortal es la música, hey, y aquí no falta nada, 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 nada. Y así no falta nada, 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 nada. Escúchela, la ciudad respirando. Escúchela. Voy a cruzar esta avenida por elegir mi propia vida. Estoy aquí. Gastarme todo en alegría. Llegaré a donde me gusta ir. Yeah. Hoy me quedo aquí porque otro sitio así.
If you like this podcast, please share and give a 5-star rating. For more information about Stereotech, please visit stereotech.com.